There you go.
It's nice out there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, clear sky.
You know? Airport in China grounded air traffic after witnesses reported seeing a UFO overhead. Three planes placed in a mid-air holding pattern. Two others were diverted. All flights scheduled for takeoff at the Brown Airport had to stay on the ground.
Why would they say they grounded air traffic?
Yeah.
Can you ground any other variety of traffic that's not air? You can't ground traffic.
No.
It's already grounded. You can halt ground traffic.
Yeah. And you can't ground. I mean, do you ground? Actually, watercraft would be ground. Can run aground.
Run aground.
But they're not grounded. Yep. Guess you're right there. Way to go. It's Conan the Grammarian.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
My work is done here.
That's right. It all started when several people saw a bright, glowing object in the sky. The object appeared suddenly and then vanished. It's the 8th UFO report in China in the past 3 months. For the record, officials say the light in the sky was not a UFO at all. It was just a military exercise. Pay no attention to the glowing orb in the sky. That doesn't work very well. I don't know. Here's a phrase I don't know that I ever thought I would say. Russian lawmakers.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they have laws.
Sure, granted, they're told what to do, I guess. But Russia preparing to ban sorcerers, faith healers, and witches.
Oh, my.
From advertising their services. Dang, I needed to have, what's her name, Christine O'Donnell here so that she could tell us she wasn't a witch.
No, her day is Thursday.
Yeah,
I am not a witch. I am not a witch.
Yes, Russian lawmakers proposed the new law yesterday. According to the legislation, faith healers cause moral and physical harm to the people and economic harm to the country. Once the bill is passed, it will need to be signed by the president of Russia before it becomes law.
The Prussian president?
Prussian president.
I don't think
yeah.
he's around anymore.
Probably not. Folk healing, big business in Russia. Over 800,000 practitioners offering everything from alcoholism cures to financial success. So, got that happening for you. In our other news of the odd this morning, once police in Spotswood, New Jersey. What a great name for a town. Wouldn't
Spotswood.
You like to be? Yeah, Spotswood.
Mm-hmm.
Spotswood, New Jersey. Got a 67-year-old woman out of her car. They took her into protective custody. Probably a good idea. She had sealed herself in the car using duct tape.
Well,
it's good for everything.
Sure.
The entire car, which would be your four-door Honda Accord, layered in duct tape, sealing the passenger door from the outside and covering the car interior, including the steering wheel and door locks. Only the rear window had a small rectangle of exposed glass. And the driver's side wasn't taped so she could get in and out. Appears she had been living in the Honda Accord. Police had to break out the driver's side window when she attempted to drive off. One officer said she was making comments that there were airplanes flying overhead that were trying to get her. Maybe she thought she was in China at the airport there. Okay. Other people that we're sharing the earth with. A man in rural Louisiana claims the face of Jesus appeared to him on a telephone pole.
No. No, that was either a lost dog or garage sale.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Could have been a kitten.
Yeah, it looked like Jesus.
KPLC-TV reports that Ricky Navarine was driving through town there in Hathaway.
Oh, well, nothing good ever happens in Hathaway.
He just happened to glance up. Well, what was he doing?
KPLC be Lake Charles.
That's it. So anyway, he happened to glance up. That's when he noticed a bunch of vines growing on the top of a telephone pole. And according to Ricky, they were shaped just like the head of Jesus himself. Right there. You got it. And there was a light shining from above.
problem was it was then he realized it's just a telephone pole with a guard light.
But it's them vines that was hanging down that made the picture. He said he might just be telling us something, you know. Officials at the local electric.
You know, I am the vine, you are the branches.
There you go. Okay, see? Officials with, and whoever thought that Jesus would come to us from Hawthorne, Louisiana? I mean, you just never knew.
Oh, I've got a picture.
Do you?
I got a picture.
And what do you think?
I can see a depiction of the crucifixion.
Oh, all right.
I cannot see what. I can't ever see Jesus because, frankly, we don't know what Jesus looked
well,
like.
Well, come on,
looks so like just, Max von Sydow.
I've been looking
with
at
long
it.
Hair.
I've been looking at it on that Upper Room book for years.
With that reddish brown hair and those blue eyes. I'm sorry, I've never seen it. That's not how I think a Jewish carpenter would look. I'm just going to say that.
Don't be starting that.
I'm just going to go out on that limb.
Anyway, by the way, they tore it down. It's gone. So if you got a picture of it, it's something that's not there anymore.
I'll see if I can save it then. I can. It's saved.
Wait a minute. You're going to save
saved.
Jesus? That's not the way it works.
It's the other way around.
I mean, I'm not
it?
Sure, but I don't know if that's the way it works.
I'm saving it on my desktop now. JesusVines.jpg.
Done and done.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Cawthon Cartridge Club near Milliken is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434. Or cccshooters.com.
You know, there's lots of football this weekend. Of course, the Aggies will be taking on Arkansas. That'll be a televised game. Also, in the Cotton Bowl, did you know that Texas Tech is taking on the Baylor Bears? And that game, if you have Dish, will not be seen on Dish, but it will be seen on Suddenlink. Yeah, they're going to have the game on both the SD and the high definition on Fox Sports Southwest. So if you're a Raider and Baylor Bear fan or just a Big 12 fan, you'll be able to see that game on Saturday night. So how about that? That's just another reason to have Suddenlink because of all of the great sports broadcasting. Want to talk to you about video on demand. We've talked about it before. They have prime time shows that you might have missed, that you can see not only the most recent episode, but the last five or six episodes at the touch of a button. That's what on demand means. For example, there's one show that I've started watching that is just excellent. It's called The Big C, and the acting is absolutely tremendous. Laura Linney, I think she's one of the best actresses around right now. Oliver Platt is in it. It's a great, great television show. It's on Showtime, and I missed it on Monday night, so I got to watch it last night because of video on demand. And this is what Suddenlink gives you. Suddenlink gives you so much. Of course, you got the high-definition cable, you got the high-speed internet, and you've got the telephone service. So call them at 1-800-915-1866. Okay? It's like opening up a can of Easy. Suddenlink. One call, one connection. Suddenlink. Easy as counting to one.
Don't miss the Hospice Brazos Valley Symposium, Thursday, November 4th at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. The symposium is free and open to the public. Actress Mary Mann will perform the original work, The Dance of Life. Keynote speaker at the symposium is Dr. Dosa, geriatrician and author of Making Rounds with Oscar. The symposium is free, but you must have a ticket to enter. Please call Hospice Brazos Valley to reserve your ticket now. Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank Bluebell Ice Cream, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Brian Broadcasting for their support.
Hey, there it goes. 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll do a joke before the end of the day. We'll do a joke this morning because, you know, it's Wednesday.
Hooray.
We didn't do the music yesterday. We're sorry. We'll do it some other time. Lady in England claims she found a frog floating in her bottle of wine.
Not a floating frog.
That's what she says.
Pouring, it was fraught with floating frogs?
That's it. Pouring herself a glass of Muscatel, and the frog fell out of the bottle. Now, that's an itty-bitty frog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Either that or a big old jug of wine.
Good point. I didn't think about that.
Big wide mouth
that's
bottle.
That's right. Yep, yep. Since then, she's claims her stomach has been hurting. Of course she has. Anyway, she wants to sue a British supermarket chain. Follow the money trail.
Oh, got to have a little frog in the bottle.
Yeah. Hey, you know how hot your legs get when you got your laptop on your lap?
Yeah. That means your battery is about to go away.
Well, yeah, that's why that fella, I saw that fella say that to that woman the other day at the coffee joint. Man, your legs sure look hot.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, they were smoking.
Yeah.
Researchers now say that can cause something called, you ready? Toasted skin syndrome.
Or just toasted skin. Why does it have to be a syndrome?
TSS.
Uh-huh.
Long-term exposure can cause sponge-like patterns, discolored blotches, and other unusual-looking conditions that can last for hours, days, or several months. The habit of resting a laptop on your lap is especially common among teens who play computer games and students studying in college.
Where else are you going to rest a laptop if it's not on a table?
Why is it called a laptop after all?
You're going to put it... Well, I was resting my laptop on my head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
it was on my left forearm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I got me a tilted laptop stand.
Oh, okay.
That sits right there in my lap.
Oh.
And I put it on top of that, and it guards against...
Toasted skin syndrome. That's right.
Or TSS.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Routinely, the temperature registered underneath isn't noticeably hot. It's the duration of the exposure that's causing the problem. In one case, a law student who'd spent about 6 hours a day working on her computer, propped on her lap, temperature underneath registered 51 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
51.
Well, now, I was told by my laptop.
Wait, that's what it says.
It says 51 here.
Maybe 51 Celsius?
I don't know. Maybe so. Yeah. It could be 51 Celsius. That's true. Yeah,
I was told by my laptop expert that that when that starts getting hot, that means your battery is getting close to needing replaced. Your rechargeable battery is you're about to have to spend a bunch of money on.
Imagine the idea that maybe you would put a buffer on your lap. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Hello. Did you ever find out how much a seal weighs?
Not yet. Why?
No.
Well, I didn't find out how much it weighs, but I did see where you could buy one from an authentic Reagan Bush era podium seal.
Yeah.
At HailToTheChiefs.com.
Oh, I love that. How much is it?
It doesn't say how much. I think it's like a bid type thing.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's right. All right, good. Thank you. All right, HailToTheChiefs.com. We'll go do that.
Yeah. I did see that the seals have changed over the years.
Yeah, they have. All right, but we got a joke to do. All
okay.
Right, so.
Yeah.
An elderly...
Because this discussion has turned into a joke, so...
An elderly man lay dying on his bed.
That'll happen.
Suffering the agonies of his impending death, he suddenly smelled the aroma of his favorite cookies wafting up the stairs. Mm. He gathered his remaining strength and lifted himself from the bed. Leaning on the wall, he slowly,
which he's apt to do,
made his way out of the bedroom.
Bound down the stairs.
And even with greater effort, gripping the stair rail with both hands, he crawled downstairs.
Must get
cookie. They're burnt by now.
Labored breathing. As he moves
down. Why did I ever
down,
put them in the oven?
Finally, leans against the door frame, gazing into the kitchen.
I don't have any milk.
Yeah.
L1.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Were it not for death's agony, he could have thought of himself already in heaven, for there, spread upon the kitchen table, literally hundreds of his favorite cookies. Was it heaven? Was it heaven? Or was it, in fact, one final act of love from his devoted wife of over 60 years.
Which one?
Seeing to it that he left the world a happy man, mustering his final gasp of strength. He threw himself toward the table, landing on his knees inches away.
Oh, no.
His aged hands withering and trembling toward the cookies at the edge of the table when suddenly his wife smacked him with a wooden spoon and said, "Knock it off, there for the funeral."